Presenter is Dr. Isa William Miles, and she is a behavioral scientist in the Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention at CDC and serves as the activity lead for methods for the National HIV Behavioral Surveillance System. Her research interests include racial health disparities in women's health. She's a graduate of Harvard School of Public Health and completed a postdoc fellowship in community-based participatory research at Johns Hopkins, and she's a former CDC Epidemic Intelligence Service officer, and she's going to be speaking on HIV testing behaviors among black women at HIV, at risk of HIV.
Good afternoon. I have no relationships to disclose. From 2007 through 2010, the largest percentage of diagnoses of HIV infection each year was among blacks or African Americans. In 2010, 45% of adults and adolescents diagnosed with HIV infection in the 46 states and 5 U.S. dependent areas with long-term confidential name-based HIV infection were black or African American. The pie chart on the left illustrates the percentage distribution of diagnoses of HIV infection among adult and adolescent females in 2010 by race and ethnicity in those 46 states. And the pie chart on the right shows the distribution of the female population of the 46 states in 2010. In 2010, black or African American females, who are shown in pink, only made up 12% of the female population in the 46 states, but accounted for an estimated 64% of diagnoses of HIV infection among females. CDC has identified challenges that African Americans face that contribute to the higher rates of HIV infection. The greater number of people living with HIV in the African American communities, coupled with the fact that African Americans tend to have sex with partners of the same race or ethnicity, means that they face a greater risk of HIV infection with each new sexual encounter. Further, African American communities continue to experience higher rates of other sexually transmitted infections, which can increase the chance of contracting HIV and infecting others with HIV. African Americans are disproportionately affected by poverty. In 2010, 27% of African Americans were living in poverty compared to 10% of whites. The socioeconomic issues associated with poverty, including limited access to high-quality health care, housing, and HIV prevention education, directly and indirectly increase the risk for HIV infection. Lack of awareness of HIV status. Approximately 117,000 persons in the African American community are living with HIV and are unaware of their status. Late diagnosis of HIV infection creates missed opportunities to obtain early medical care and prevent transmission to others. Stigma, fear, discrimination, homophobia, and negative perceptions about HIV testing can also place African Americans at higher risk. Many African Americans at risk for infection fear stigma more than infection and may not seek counseling and testing. This presentation specifically focuses on two of these challenges: HIV testing behaviors and perceptions about HIV testing among black women. CDC recommends HIV screening for all patients in healthcare settings unless the patient declines, known as opt-out screening. Further, persons who are at high risk for HIV infection should be screened at least annually. Among those groups who are considered to be at high risk are persons who exchange sex for money or drugs, persons who themselves or whose sex partners have had more than one sex partner since their most recent HIV test, and persons seeking treatment for sexually transmitted diseases in the past year. Recognizing the importance of HIV testing in decreasing the burden of the HIV epidemic among black women, the purpose of this presentation is to describe the factors associated with recent HIV testing among black women and to identify reasons for lack of recent HIV testing among women who have not been tested. For the purpose of this analysis, recent testing is defined as an HIV test in the past 12 months. Data from this analysis are from the National HIV Behavioral Surveillance System, or NHBS. NHBS monitors HIV risk behaviors, HIV testing behaviors, use of prevention services, and HIV prevalence among populations at risk of HIV. NHBS is conducted in annual rotating cycles among MSM, IDU, and heterosexuals at increased risk of HIV infection. This presentation will utilize data from the second cycle of data collection among heterosexuals at increased risk of HIV infection, which was conducted in 2010. This map shows the 21 cities that were participating in NHBS in 2010. All NHBS participants must be at least 18 years of age, residents of the NHBS metropolitan statistical area, able to complete the interview in English or Spanish, and not previously surveyed in the current cycle. For the HET 2 cycle, participants also had to report at least one opposite sex sex partner in the past 12 months and had to be 60 years of age or younger. NHBS is conducted using a standardized in-person anonymous interview. All participants are offered anonymous HIV testing regardless of their self-reported status. The target sample size was 450 completed interviews per MSA. For the HET cycle of NHBS, participants are recruited using respondent-driven sampling, which is a peer referral recruitment method. And incentives were provided for the interview, HIV testing, as well as for peer recruitment. In order to be included in the current analysis, participants had to report being Black or African American and a female gender. They had to report no previous HIV positive test results, no injection drug use in their life. They needed to provide consent for the survey and the HIV test and have a valid NHBS HIV test result. We conducted unweighted descriptive analyses to determine the percentage of women reporting recent HIV testing by demographic characteristics, indicators of healthcare access, and HIV risk behaviors. We conducted logistic regression analysis with recent HIV testing as the outcome and evaluated the same predictors as for the descriptive analysis. I will present odds ratios that were adjusted for all of the covariates considered. Finally, we conducted a descriptive analysis to determine reasons for not being tested for HIV among the women who reported not being tested in the past 12 months. We did this among the entire sample of Black women who were not tested in the past 12 months and among the subset who tested positive for HIV when they were tested during NHBS. The sample was well distributed by age. 78% had a high school education or less, and 61% had an annual income less than $10,000 a year. The majority of the Black women participating in NHBS reported having public health insurance, and almost 80% had visited a health care provider in the past 12 months. 13% reported crack cocaine use in the past 12 months, and 15% reported being diagnosed with an STD in the past 12 months. 20% of the women reported having an exchange sex partner, which was defined as someone to whom they gave or from whom they received things like money or drugs in exchange for sex. 58% of the participants reported one or two sex partners in the past 12 months, and 42% reported unprotected sex with a casual or an exchange sex partner. 82% of the Black women participating in NHBS had ever been tested for HIV in their lifetime. When we break down that 82%, we find that 42% were tested more than 12 months ago, and 40% were tested in the last 12 months. In bivariate analyses, age, health insurance, visiting a healthcare provider, number of sex partners, unprotected sex with a casual or an exchange partner, STD diagnosis, and having an exchange sex partner were significantly associated with recent testing. Education, annual income, and crack cocaine use were not significantly associated in bivariate analyses. In adjusted logistic regression analyses that controlled for all of the demographic healthcare access and HIV risk behaviors considered in our bivariate analyses, age was the only demographic characteristic that was significantly associated with recent HIV testing. Black women over 40 were significantly less likely to report a recent HIV test compared to women ages 18 to 24. Black women who had public health insurance were significantly more likely than those with no insurance to report recent testing, and women who had not visited a healthcare provider in the past 12 months were significantly less likely to report recent testing compared to those who had visited a healthcare provider. In adjusted models, women who used crack cocaine in the past 12 months were significantly less likely to report recent testing compared to those who did not use crack cocaine. And women with three or more opposite sex partners were significantly less likely to report recent testing compared to women who only had one partner. Women who reported that they didn't have unprotected sex with their casual or exchange sex partners, or that they didn't have any casual or exchange sex partners, were significantly more likely to report recent testing compared to women who had unprotected sex with casual or exchange sex partners. There were no significant differences in recent testing by education, annual income, STD diagnosis, or having an exchange sex partner. Next, we explored reasons why women weren't tested for HIV in the past 12 months. Women were allowed to report more than one reason. Presented here are the top five reasons women reported for not being tested. Low perception of risk and being afraid of finding out they had HIV were both reported by approximately one-third of the women as reasons for not testing. We also looked at reasons for not testing among the women who tested positive for HIV during NHBS. Almost 70% reported fear of being HIV positive as a reason for not being tested, and over 50% reported being afraid that someone would find out their test result. Of note, almost 40% of these women who were found to be HIV positive during our study thought that they were at low risk for HIV infection. In summary, the majority of the black women participating in NHBS reported ever being tested for HIV, and 40% had a recent test defined as being tested in the last year. Certain subgroups of black women were less likely to report HIV testing in the past year, including those 40 and older and those who hadn't visited a healthcare provider. The black women who should be targeted for annual testing were either significantly less likely to report recent testing, or there was no difference in their testing compared to others. And this included those with three or more partners, unprotected sex with a casual or exchange partner, an STD diagnosis in the past 12 months, or having an exchange sex partner. Low perception of HIV risk and fear of being HIV positive were the most common reasons for lack of recent testing. Among those women who tested positive during our study, 69% reported fear of being positive as the reason they hadn't been tested in the past 12 months. This analysis has some limitations. Social desirability bias may affect estimates. The data are self-reported, and participants may have underreported some of their HIV risk behaviors or overreported recent HIV testing. These data are not representative of all black women. They were collected in 21 cities in the U.S. with the highest AIDS prevalence. And furthermore, these data have not been weighted to account for bias that may result for our sampling method. In terms of implications, HIV testing initiatives that target black women must address their barriers to testing, specifically perceptions of risk and fear and stigma of HIV. And certain subgroups of black women who are at high risk for HIV may require more targeted outreach efforts for HIV testing because they are not receiving recent testing as is currently recommended. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors as well as all of the NHBS participants and the study team. And that's it. Take a look at the bottom.